This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock and we're at 68 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two people remain in critical condition after Sunday's firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado. The suspect, 45-year-old man named Mohammed Salomon, now facing multiple charges, including several of attempted murder.
Authorities say the suspect confessed, saying he had been planning this for a year, waiting until after his daughter graduated high school to conduct the attack. Authorities saying the suspect allegedly learned how to make them on YouTube, also finding a backpack weed sprayer filled with gasoline. Officials say he specifically targeted the Zionist group that had gathered in Boulder after learning about the group from an online search.
ABC's Mola Lange in Boulder. For the third time in 3 days, Palestinian health officials and witnesses say Israeli forces fired on people as they headed to an aid distribution site in Gaza. 27 were killed in the most recent attack. South Koreans voting in a snap election triggered by the ouster of Yoon Suk-yeol, a conservative who faces a trial on rebellion after imposing martial law last year. This is ABC News. The Senate is getting back to work and going through the budget plan passed by the House. ABC's Mary Bruce is in Washington.
Republicans worried the bill is estimated to add $3.8 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years. It extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts and promises to cut federal spending by some $1.5 trillion. But some Republicans are concerned about what's on the chopping block, including cuts to Medicaid. More than 8 million Americans could lose their health insurance over a decade.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Some of the country's biggest airlines say a move in Washington could put your rewards card and your frequent flyer miles in jeopardy. American, United, and Southwest joining several other companies in opposing a bill that would limit credit card fees. The airlines say without those fees, they couldn't afford the rewards cards. And go ahead, grab that cup of coffee this morning. New research following thousands of nurses now links drinking coffee with a longer, healthier life. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the upper 70s with occasional showers and thunderstorms, likely especially by midday. Tonight, any rain ending and a low of 52. Wednesday, partly sunny and nice, a high of 77. Thursday, mixed skies and comfortably warm, a high of 79. Friday, cloudy, periods of rain or thunderstorms possible, and a high of 73. North to northwest winds are at 3 miles per hour after a low of 65. We're up from that. It is 69 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the
we
I'm down, when I'm down and out, when my heart is full of fear and doubt, when I lift up my head, then he lifts up my heart, and my troubles just all roll away. Roll away, Lord.
Go. We start the day in a positive way from WRCO Radio. And When I Lift Up My Head, Gordon Motes, and a tune written by Dottie Rambo. Before that, our national anthem sung by the Statler Brothers. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together again. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. It was a lovely drive in this morning with just a little hint of fog. And here we are with another kind of summer-like day. But we could be in line for some rain, which we could use. Could be very, very beneficial. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll get a weather update from meteorologist Tony Schumacher later on this hour as well. But looks like they're pretty sure we're going to get some rain, especially by midday today. So one less day with my little watering bucket in Sextonville, and that's good news. Well, let's start those chores today on a Tuesday. Here's Glenn Campbell.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together to walk in. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us,
some fun if you let your soul run free. They fill the fire with music when they play country rock and roll. Well, you feel like you've never felt before, 'cause they burn right through your soul.
Billy Crash Craddock on WRCO. I love the blues and the boogie woogie as well. 5:14 this morning, and a reminder, Tech Help Tuesday is held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. SSM Health, St. Clair Hospital, Baraboo, will host an Impact Life blood drive from 1:30 until 5:30 today in the Ringling Room. To book an appointment, you can contact S. Murphy at impactlife.org. A reminder that Easy Yoga for Seniors is held each Tuesday from 10:30 until 11:15 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua. To register, leave a message for Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082 or email over50lunch@yahoo.com. A nice win for the Brew Crew last night. Milwaukee certainly on a roll, and I guess more specific, Kristen Yelich. Not a big role as well. We'll have details in sports in about 5 minutes.
If you got a Cadillac, boy, and a 40-room shack, boy, a bucket full of money, and a tree full of honey, but if you get no hooking, no smooching or mugging, well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you're riding on a gravy train instead of walking down Lover's Lane, you can't make it, boy. You're going the wrong way, boy. You gotta get a little honey. It's better than money. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If they call you a big man, 'cause you got a lot of bottom land, if you kin to the president, and you help run the government, but if you get no attention, you're better off on a pension. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you got a string of long cars and you're smoking them four-bit cigars, you ain't so well-to-do unless you get a little coochie-coo. It takes a little bit of smacking or your life is a-lacking. Well, if you ain't loving, well, brother, then you ain't living.
Advice from Farron Young on WRCO Radio. Good morning, 18 minutes after 5, it's 69 degrees. Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw! Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. WIAA Tournament softball last night. Ithaca was a winner against Brookwood 4-1, and they advanced to the sectional final in Division 5. Also last night in Division 2, West Salem 6-0 over Mount Horeb in action from the softball fields. Baseball yesterday, a few teams got their games in ahead of today's possible weather day. Division 4 baseball, Highland end of the year for Ithaca 4-2. DeSoto was a winner over Weston 4-0. Nothing. Aliva Strum defeated Royal 4-3 and Blair Taylor over Cashton 10-1. Division 3 action, Dodgeville 1-0 over Wisconsin Heights, Viroqua 10-2 over Bangor, and Westby was a winner 10-0 over Whitehall in five innings. Christian Yelich hit his fourth home run in six games, and the Milwaukee Brewers extended their win streak to eight games, beating the Reds 3-2. Yelich, named the National League Player of the Week earlier Monday, connected on a full-count slider from Brady Singer and drove it 417 feet to straightaway center and off the batter's eye to put Milwaukee on top in the third inning. Sal Frelick had a pair of hits for the Brewers, who have their longest win streak since running off nine straight in August of 2023. Also last night, Colorado 6-4 over Miami, San Diego 1, San Francisco nothing, the Mets 4-3 over the Dodgers. In the American League, the Angels 7, Boston 6, Detroit 13, the White Sox 1, Minnesota 10-4 over the Athletics. That's an update on sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Aerobic Polka Time is coming up on WRCO, courtesy of Supps Gym, fueling you up for the day.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venamore.
Here we go. Your aerobic polka workout on the Light in the Milk House Show. In the Buckaroos with the Razzmatazz Polka, giving you a little razzmatazz on a Tuesday. Just what you need. Here's Johnny Cash.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream, went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when it called. St. Louis, later on down the river, a freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in the gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Lake. Well, the teacher's pet was Susie Grout, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Miss Goody Two Shoes and sorority, and I was little Miss Nothing, and they thought of me as the girl most likely. By the way I look, not the way I am. Well, I guess it's true I look the part, but developing fast was not my fault. Didn't know my sex appeal showed through those made-over clothes and run-down shoes. Now the doctor's son is hiding out, and the whole town knows what it's all about, because the evidence is plain. Ha! It ain't me, it's Susie Jane, the girl most likely. Yeah, yeah, the girl most likely. Susie's daddy is on the run, and he sure looks funny with a hot shotgun. Well, the wedding bells can't wait till June. It better be now or else real soon. In this town, just because a house needs a coat of paint.
Jeannie C. Riley on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Today's forecast calls for a high in the upper 70s, occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by midday today. We've been as cool as 65, as warm as 70 overnight. Right now it is 69 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchie Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
There's a reason auto steer may need a hand or two. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A cropping system specialist says major disturbances in Earth's magnetosphere will continue to disrupt GPS navigation for farmers into next year. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin has the story.
We're still in what some of the space scientists call the battle zone.
Terry Griffin with Kansas State University says geomagnetic storms occur about every 11 years and can impact GPS signals.
For the rest of 2025 growing season, planting, summer, mid-season applications, harvest will still be vulnerable to solar activity in even into the spring of 2026.
Most recently, the Space Weather Prediction Center issued a rare G4 alert for Sunday and Monday, and Griffin says the duration of an outage depends on the storm's severity.
If we're in a G2, the length would be minutes. Wouldn't even be noticeable. G4 and G5, we can go many hours to maybe a few days.
I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
A state climatologist says Michigan could be the dividing line between wet and dry conditions at the beginning of June. Jeff Andreessen says the current warm-up should cause a rapid change in soil moisture levels across the Great Lakes. Andreessen says a strong weather system midweek will bring precipitation to the plains and eastward.
Michigan's somewhat in between an area projected to be drier than normal to our east, and then one somewhat wetter than normal to our west.
But he says weather models into mid-June have unusually high levels of disagreement for the coming weeks, which likely means yet another shift in conditions ahead. U.S. ethanol production during April showed the effects of seasonal maintenance. 426 million bushels of corn used for ethanol production, down 6% from March, but up 1% from last April. As of Sunday, 69% of U.S. corn was rated good to excellent, up 1% on the week. Soybeans, 67% good to excellent. 52% of winter wheat is in good to excellent condition. 50% of spring wheat, also good to excellent. Wisconsin crop conditions vary as the May weather affected planting and emergence differently around the state. As June begins, Janesville farmer Doug Rebout likes what he sees.
I'm looking out over the fields right now, and they're all looking nice and green and ready. right now pretty clean of weeds.
He finished planting 3 weeks ago. Ben Augustine grows hay, corn, and soybeans for his dairy near Sheldon. He says some of the older alfalfa stands didn't yield much, and a couple of fields had severe winter kill. But the new seedings look good, despite needing some rain.
It's going to need some rain here pretty quick. Like a two-day soaker would be just awesome.
USDA says 70% of Wisconsin's corn has now emerged. 16% of the soybeans are now rated excellent. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Learn more at PVA.org.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with Tim Tuck Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale last week. Large squares topped at $235 a ton and large rounds at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Toy tractors, neon lights, tools, antiques, boats, mower, trailer, and much more. Online only auction ending June 11th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We have a farm machinery auction coming up. If you have farm machinery you're looking to liquidate, give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.timtuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet, and so was cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet, typical for a Monday. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, but lower in Texas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the last part of the week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were $7 to $12 higher. Steer calves were $5 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers and heifer calves were steady to $4 higher. The USDA says quality was plain early on, but improved to average. Medium and large one feeder steer, 662 to 697 pounds, were up $321 to $349. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 655 to 695 pounds, brought $292 to $306. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand from moderate offerings. Choice was down 34 cents at $366, and select closed $1.46 higher at $358.11. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, down nearly 3,000 on the year. Cash hog prices were not reported Monday. There were just a handful of negotiated purchases. The cash hog market continues to struggle with consistency. Processors didn't have an aggressive start to the week's business, and it shows there is optimism that domestic demand could see a boost with the return of the summer grilling season. Global demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong, which has been supportive overall to prices. However, the industry is keeping a close eye on China's purchasing habits as rumors about the trade relationship between the two countries continue to swirl. The five-day rolling average for barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct was 98.04. It's 99.48 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and 99.66 for the Western Corn Belt. Pork values closed lower on Monday, down 47 cents at 106.75. Bellies, loins, and butts were all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 463,000 head, down about 15,500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about the week's direct business, and lean hog futures into the day higher, optimistic about demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down and corn was mostly lower, with both watching U.S. crop weather. July beans were 8 1/4 lower at 10.33 1/2, and August was down 9 1/2 at 10.27 1/4. July corn was 5 3/4 lower at 4.38 1/4. September was down 2 1/2 at 4.20 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with some early optimism about this week's direct business. August live was up $1.65 at $2.11. October was $1.80 higher at $2.920. August feeders were up $2.92 at $3.01.75. And hogs were supported by that strength in cattle, with July lean up 5 at $104.97 and August 87 higher at $105.90. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Tuesday morning at Bloomington Livestock, the sale starts at 8:30 sharp. The pens are filled with fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, and baby calves, all ready for today's market. Cattle were brought in yesterday, and now the work begins. Trust and tradition in every sale. For consignments or questions, call 608-994-2020. At Bloomington Livestock, Tuesday is sale day every week.
A tick bite that could end your livestock production days. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Lone Star tick in the central and eastern U.S. is a common transmitter of alpha-gal syndrome, an allergy to a carbohydrate found in animals like cows, pigs, and sheep. Kentucky farmer Sonia Bowes was diagnosed with AGS last year, but says she probably had it for years before that.
I ended up having to sell my animals because I was just having too many severe reactions to them.
Bowes says her symptoms were not severe, so
I was one of those people that had very mild symptoms for a very long time, and I kind of brushed it under the rug that it was something else, you know, migraines, GI issues. And then as I got bit by more ticks, my reactions progressively got worse and worse, to the point where I was having cardiac symptoms every time I was around my cows.
Bowes says if these symptoms start with no obvious cause, it's time to get checked out.
Know what the signs and symptoms are and go get tested if you think that you're having issues, and that it's okay to switch to something else if you need to. It was really hard to give up my cows, which is what my passion was, but it's necessary sometimes for your health just to take a step back and try something new.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Dairy leaders are pleased the U.S. Trade Representative is addressing EU trade issues. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Shauna Morris with the National Milk Producers Federation, U.S. Dairy Export Council, and the Consortium for Common Food Names tells Brownfield the recent Special 301 trade report identifies the EU's geographical indicators as an unfair trade barrier.
I think it's right that USTR identifies it as being driven by Europe. It is, absolutely. But the problem is the way that it actually plays out in practice is a global problem.
Morris says that's because European Union negotiated trade deals with other countries, convincing them to treat common names like feta and gouda as exclusive to the EU, blocking makers of the same products from other countries from market access.
So even though we know the root cause of the problem is back in Europe, to be able to actually deal with the problem impacting U.S. exports, you're going to have to talk to Mexico. You're going to have to talk to countries in Southeast Asia.
Morris says the dairy industry was glad to see the USTR take notice of the huge trade deficit in dairy.
One of the things we really were happy to see called out in the report was those disparities between the pittance of cheese that we're able to send to Europe, for instance, versus the $1.5 billion roughly that they ship us.
Morris says she's optimistic the new administration can level the playing field when it comes to ag and dairy exports. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Monday except for whey on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down 0.75 cents to 56.5. 40-pound cheese blocks went up 0.75 cents to 195.5. Barrels remain unchanged at 187. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 128.75. Butter prices went up 3.5 cents to 251. 26 sales recorded Monday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living. It's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 75, cloudy with rain likely now by late morning, they say. Maybe a thunderstorm. South to southwest winds becoming northwesterly at 5 to 15. And then tonight, periods of rain ending late. A low of 54, clouds mixing with sun Wednesday and 77. We have a west wind at 2 miles per hour, and right now it is 68.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
I've got heartaches by the number. says each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
James on WRCO Radio. Coming up, Tony's weather. We'll see what he thinks about today.
You promised you would be true to me, but we both know you could never be. You've been putting me on since the day we met. Promises, promises, that's all I get. That's all I get. Then you promised me a ring, a wedding. That's all I get. Promises, promises, that's all I get. All
Thanks for starting your day with the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Phil Nee with you on this Tuesday, the 3rd of June.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, slaughter cows were higher and replacement calves steady. Holstein bull calves sold up to $10.10 by the pound, with beef crossbred calves up to $11.90. Beef slaughter cows range from $130 to $147, with the dairy cows $116 to $146. Beef replacement bulls sold from $2,450 to $3,700. And the big bulls going to slaughter sold up to $3,500. A few lightweight crossbred bulls sold in the $190 to $240. With going to feeder cattle. Feeder sale next Friday, June 6th. Receiving calls now about what might be available for that sale. Call to advise us what you might be sending so Colton can get it on our sales list. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market serving the farmers of a five-county area.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it's a very balmy start to our day as temperatures hovered in the upper 60s to around 70 overnight. And it's just going to climb a couple of degrees today because of thick clouds moving in along with a front that will cause rain to break out. It's already occurring, of course, all the way from Kansas up toward Minnesota. And that'll be sliding east and impact us late this morning and this afternoon, ending late tonight. Right now, we think we have the chance of getting upwards of an inch or so of rainfall. Temperatures will be very comfortable for the rest of the week, mostly topping out in the 70s with lower humidity as well. There will be some more active weather, though. We've got another system coming in Thursday night and Friday for a chance of rain. And yet another system could come in towards Sunday. Our forecast now for today, look for cloudy skies, rain likely by late morning, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the mid-70s, south to southwest wind becoming northwest 5 to 15, an air quality alert out for Vernon County across much of west central and northern Wisconsin for smoke. Otherwise, tonight we see periods of rain ending late, low at 54. Tomorrow, clouds mixing with sunshine gradually and mild, high 77. North wind around 10. Going to Thursday, partly sunny, high 78. The chance of showers coming up late Thursday night. Friday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Low 56, high 74. Saturday, patchy sunshine. Still a 30% chance of a couple of showers. Low 53 with a high of 73. Sunday, partly sunny and nice with a high of 76, but a chance of rain coming in Sunday night and into early Monday. Otherwise, partly sunny Monday. Temperatures stopping out around 72. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Right now, WRCO Radio, 68 degrees. Yesterday's high was 87. Record high, 91 in 1948. Record low, 36 in 1956. Last year's high was 78 and the low, 62. Sunset will occur at 8:36 this evening. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning will be at 5:23. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit, south-southwesterly at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.83. That is up slightly. No precipitation today. In the night, we were at 70 at midnight, 65 a bit ago. Right now, we're back up to 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at 6 from ABC is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police say the suspect in the Boulder firebomb attack that left a dozen people wounded has spent a year planning it and learned how to make the devices and carry out the action on YouTube. Mohammed Solomon had moved to Colorado 3 years ago, and the Department of Homeland Security says he was in the country illegally, having overstayed his visa. Dozens of Palestinians killed near a food aid center in Gaza. ABC's Guy Davies has more.
Another mass casualty event has been reported after another shooting near an aid distribution center in southern Gaza. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 27 people were killed and dozens more injured. The director of Nassau Hospital